Good morning. It is a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. This morning, we start with President-elect Joe Biden, who released a $1.9 trillion relief proposal, more than $1 trillion in direct relief to families and $350 billion in emergency funds for state, local, and tribal governments. He's aiming to get GOP support, although the price tag, says the New York Times this morning, is likely to be too high for many Republicans to accept. He's got a 50-50 situation in the Senate. Your thoughts this morning on this huge relief package?
Well, he gets credit for having put it up there. It brings it up to the $2,000 per person number, and I suspect it's what's going to happen because there will be some Republicans who will have to vote for it. This is not the Mitch McConnell days in which he just refused to bring up anything that didn't suit him or the people in his party. Every single senator's got to hold up their hand, yay or nay. And David, that's going to be tough for a lot of these people who live in purple states. After all, it is the president who said $2,000 per person, and there's going to be an awful lot of people who are for that. It's a hefty price, but it is very Rooseveltian, if you think about it. You know, the first 100 days, he comes up, he has a program, the country is reeling, and this is a way to save it all. That's why it sounds like a good thing. In the meantime, you also have impeachment. Now, Biden knows enough to say we can do both impeachment and take care of all this other stuff, because he knows his own constituency, the Democrats, and many of the people in this country who have seen the president inciting this mob to do their thing, he knows that they won't sit still if there isn't an impeachment. Of course, you've got people like Alan Dershowitz and Rudy Giuliani who are apologists for the president, and they will make the argument you can't impeach a president after he's gone, although there is substantial proof because judges and others have been impeached after the fact. My estimation is that there will be a trial and that that trial is going to find him guilty, because there are an awful lot of Republicans who, once they see the reaction of their own constituents, are going to vote yay. And it doesn't have to be that many. We see that Lisa Murkowski from Alaska is now talking about maybe. We see Mitch McConnell himself is talking about maybe. The one thing about Trump is that he doesn't take prisoners. So if anybody deviates from anything that he says, he gets mad at them. So what's the incentive for staying with this president? Now, somebody like McConnell, who is not a young man, just got reelected. So what's he got to lose? Zippo. My sense is that there will be enough Republicans to get dragged over the line so that you will get a guilty verdict. It's iffy, but it is possible that it'll happen.
I'm guessing Kamala Harris will be called in a few times.
Well, that's right. Now, remember, she's not vice president yet, but she will be vice president on the 20th. And I am sure that she's going to be spending, I've been thinking about this, a lot of time in the Capitol, where a vice president, you know, doesn't usually preside over the Senate, even though the vice president, of course, is the president of the Senate. But they don't usually do that because they're not really needed. Well, she's going to be needed, and she's going to be needed all the time.
And what about Chuck Schumer? There's an article at the AP this morning about how important his role is in negotiating all this.
Well, it's going to be huge. I mean, after all, it is 50-50, and he's got to hold on to his own people who are in marginal Senate states. So he'll have to negotiate. This is where Schumer should shine. There have been many people who have called him out for not being aggressive enough and not really yelling and screaming enough, as Trump has been the president and he was the minority leader in the Senate. Now, whether or not you see him being more forceful is another story. He's got the power now, but on the other hand, he's got to herd those cats.
Well, the information continues to come out now about this Capitol attack as investigations from journalists, from the FBI, Justice Department, and others take a closer look. Capitol rioters include highly trained ex-military and cops, that from the AP. Of course, National Guard troops have flooded into Washington and are basically having it in lockdown. Then there's this story from a D.C. Metropolitan Police officer, Michael Fanone, who was at the Capitol siege. He was stunned and injured. He knew a group of rioters were stripping him of his gear as he lay on the ground. They grabbed spare ammunition, ripped the police radio off his chest, and even stole his badge. Then Fanone, who had just been tasered several times in the back of the neck, heard something chilling. Quote, "Some guys started getting a hold of my gun, and they were screaming out, 'Kill him with his own gun,'" said Fanone, who's been a police officer for almost two decades.
Well, David, it's horrible. I was watching images on the television of Michigan where they're getting ready to demonstrate. And these guys are freaks, to be honest with you. And they're carrying guns. It looked like machine guns, but what do I know? They're all carrying guns. And they're saying as long as this business of impeaching the president and convicting him goes forward, we're going to be here and we're going to do this. The question is, how many of these people who are carrying guns and who are protesting will be so committed and have imbibed so much of the Kool-Aid that even though they're going to get killed, they'll still be there and they'll still be carrying their guns and you'll really have a shootout? Look, we've seen it before. We saw Timothy McVeigh. We've seen people who are convinced of their righteousness. It's the big lie. We didn't lose. We didn't lose. How could we have lost? Well, you lost. So whether or not the Kool-Aid affects them to the point where they will continue and risk all, including their own deaths and long jail sentences, does Trump come along and pardon them all? Well, you've had 5 deaths as a result of this. The story you told earlier about the police officer and what they did to him. It'd be very, very hard to pardon those people. But said Trump, we love them. This is one more thing that he goes out as a loser. That's L-O-S-E-R, loser.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, a winner, as are all the WAMC listeners in the WAMC family. Come on, folks, we're here for you, and we will be here during these turbulent times.
It's an easy thing to do. An envelope, in it goes a check to keep WAMC alive, and you all know, based on what's happened up to now, how important that is. 318 Central Avenue, Albany, New York, 12206, or wamc.org, and get it done in a flash.